When an 18-year-old Palestinian girl is induced to blow herself up and in the process kills a 17-year-old Israeli girl, the future itself is dying. The future of the Palestinian people and the future of the Israeli people.
That's George Bush in a clip from Hila Medalia's HBO documentary called To Die in Jerusalem. The film explores the parallels between the two young girls, how they grew up, where they lived, how their families reacted to their deaths. The film culminates with a meeting between the mother of the victim and the mother of the suicide bomber. Hila Medalia told Steve Paulson that the Palestinian suicide bomber, 18-year-old Ayat al-Akras, and her Israeli victim, 17-year-old Rachel Levy, had a lot in common.
Not only the same age, but also they really look alike. There is something really, like, they almost look like sisters.
So is this what drew you to the story, the fact that they, in some ways, did seem so similar?
Yeah, you know, I thought that it's a very personal story. A very personal story of two girls, two 17-year-old girls and two mothers who really can, you know, it's like you tell their personal story, but actually it's a microcosm for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
And of course, they were totally different in other ways. I mean, they came from different worlds and their families were totally different.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's interesting also is that the Haitian refugee camp in Jerusalem, where actually the Haitian refugee camp where Ayat came from and Jerusalem where Rachel grew up, it's less than 4 miles away, yet it's completely different worlds.
The victim was of the same age, same appearance, same complexion like the bomber. The injuries were located more or less in the same parts of the body. It's like a mirror image. It was quite difficult to reassociate the body parts because they were so similar.
They have the same body shape, okay? I think that even the same height, the same dark long hair, the same dark eyes and big eyes, okay? Dark skin. And when you look at them, you don't see difference.
Now, your film starts 6 months after the bombing with Abigail Levy, the Israeli girl's mother, and she really wants to meet the mother of the suicide bomber. And this Israeli mother becomes perhaps the central character in your story. Can you tell me about Abigail Levy?
Yeah, you know, the first time I met, I read about the bombing in the paper and I decided that it will be a great story. And I went to Jerusalem and I met Abigail. And the first time I met her, she told me, you know, I really want to meet the parents of, in her words, of my daughter's killer.
I heard the sound of the ambulance stopping nearby. I didn't hear the boom. I called my mother. She said, just a second, there is a news report. And I heard her shouting, oh my God, there is a suicide bomber in Kiryat Yovel supermarket. I told her, Rachel is there, and I hang up the phone.
So the other key person in this drama, at least the person we meet, is the Palestinian mother, the mother of Ayat, the suicide bomber. What was that like, meeting her?
You know, actually, when I started the film, you know, I'm Israeli and I was scared to go in the camp. I grew up in Ramat HaSharon, which is near Tel Aviv, and actually the closest refugee camp to my house is 16 miles, yet I never been to a refugee camp, and I had no idea how it looks and what it is like. So I used to meet my crew at the checkpoint, and every time they'll get there, I'll come and I'd say, okay, today I want you to shoot this and that. But, you know, unfortunately, I can't make it today. So you guys can, you know, we'll talk later. Until one day they actually put me in the car and we drove. And, you know, I think that once I was there, it was different. You know, it's like once there is something you don't know and you're not familiar with, you're really scared. But once, you know, I was there and I saw the people and I felt more safe for some reason. You know, it took a while to really get to know them. But for me, it was a great experience also to really understand what is to live in a refugee camp. And, you know, from the condition to how it looks to the culture, which is very different. And I think a lot of the thing that we think is not really what's going on. You know, we always think that they're happy when they're losing their kids. But actually, you know, Ayat's mother cries and she says that she would have stopped her had she known. But, you know, of course, she's also split because there is this whole concept of martyrdom, of being a shaheed. And I think that's actually somewhere helps her cope with the death of her daughter.
اللي أنا بقول يا بويا وأنا يا أختي أم هالبنات يا بويا الله يجبر الله يكون بعون هالأم هي رب الأم سخمة ملطمة كيف يا أختي هالبنات راحت.
Now eventually these two mothers do meet, but they're each on video monitors, and this is the culmination of your film, and it's a very intense conversation.
Right.
What was that like?
You know, I think there are a lot of emotions there. It started with, like, tears and a little bit of laugh, and then it was, for the most part, it was really very intense. I think it's really reflects reality, unfortunately. But I also want to say one thing is that this actually video conference lasted for about 4 hours. And I think that's the hope, that none of this mother really wanted to step out of this meeting without some kind of a resolution. I think also for when you meet for the first time, each of them came to this meeting with, so to speak, like an agenda. So the Israeli mother came to, basically, she wanted specific thing from Ayat's parents. She was hoping to get some kind of a condolence from her and hopefully a call for action.
She wanted an apology too, didn't she? I mean, she wanted the mother to say, maybe, I'm sorry for what happened to your daughter.
Right. I think maybe she realized that she's not going to get that. But I think even a condolence probably would be enough to say, you know, I'm really sorry for your loss. Maybe not, I regret what my daughter did. And I think that the Palestinian mother wanted from Abigail is for her to say, yes, you live under in really terrible condition. And what, you know, the Israelis are doing for you is bad. And it's really, you know, I'm sorry that you don't have your rights. And let's get your rights back. And I think that neither of them, I mean, both of them were there, were hoping to get to some kind of a resolution, yet none of them was ready to really cross over and give the other what they wanted.
Umayyat, I want to talk to you as a mother. And I want you to listen to me, mother to a mother, our feelings, okay?
I feel you. You are a mother and I am a mother. You've sacrificed and I've sacrificed. But you are not under occupation. You are the occupier.
If you go to this way, you're never going to live in peace, okay?
I invite you to come live with us to see yourself how we live. The conditions are deplorable. The killings, the bombardments, the demolitions. In front of our home, a car with two people in it was attacked by missiles. That made her go mad.
Did you know where she's going, what she's doing? Did you know what she's going to do before she went?
I didn't know. No one who knew would accept such a thing. No mother would let her daughter do such a thing. I never knew. She went to school. We didn't know. We heard it on the news like you did. We were watching the news.
You want to tell me that she decided one day to come and kill herself?
She was 18 years old, not some kid. 18 years old, and she chose her own way. She thought it was right. You would think it was wrong. People have different views.
I want to tell you something that it's very hard. Your daughter and my daughter got killed for nothing.
Well, it's fascinating watching this because I have to tell you, as someone who was viewing the film, I mean, you want some resolution. You want them to be able to come together. It doesn't happen. I mean, this is not a Hollywood ending. I mean, neither one is going to give an inch, and they basically start yelling at each other. And the Israeli mother keeps saying, let's just talk about this as mothers. Let's put politics aside. And the Palestinian woman saying, we can't. I can't. I mean, you are part of an occupying country, and you cannot divorce that from what my daughter did. I mean, just these two intractable differing positions.
Right. I think that it unfortunately reflects reality. You know, we don't listen to each other. We're not giving anything to the other that they want. So we are continue to fight, basically. And, you know, I think that to me, this scene at the end, you really feel in your heart what's the situation right now it is in Israel and Palestine.
You
Hilamit Alia's HBO documentary is called To Die in Jerusalem. Steve Paulson spoke with her.